Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another little bite-sized political podcast on April 20th on what is a sunny Saturday. So they must have stopped the cloud seeding today anyway. However, I hope this finds you well wherever you are, and thank you so much for downloading this. And thank you, as always, to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. That's quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. Okay, I've got a really interesting clip I wanted to share with you. And it's the oncologist, Professor Dr. Angus Dalglish, talking about, messenger RNA technology. And I really think this is important. Now, I'm going to put it in a broader context, but let's just listen to this to start with.
The second thing, we must banish messenger RNA technology because I told you about how it causes immune suppression, but it gets even worse. And I don't want to go into that. We know enough about messenger RNA technology that should never be used for infectious disease vaccines. And you have Moderna and Pfizer and all these companies pushing them. It should be banned. Our own government is giving money to Moderna to produce vaccines for the future. And I would never allow messenger RNA vaccines. Some of these people higher up shout at me, what do I know? I'm just an oncologist. Well, unlike them, I can tell you, I sat on the scientific board of a vaccine company that only made messenger RNA vaccines, and I knew then there were insuperable problems in safety, and yet those have been blasted aside.
So on that, and I do have to move on, unfortunately, but just on that, basically with the mRNA technology, this is new technology. We hadn't tried it. We had parallel processing in terms of the way the safety data was done. We never do that, ever. And that we waived all of these safety protocols to expedite it.
Absolutely. That's what happened.
So there you have it. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. Everything that Professor or Dr. Dalglish says, I completely agree with. Of course, we must banish messenger RNA technology. That means not just for COVID, but it means for everything. We should absolutely do that because, as he says, it causes immune suppression. And of course, that leads to early onset cancer. One of the things that it causes, right? But the guy that was the other voice that you heard in that clip was Dr. David Bull on Talk TV. Now, you might recall me having a go at Dr. David Bull and Richard Tice back in the day, back in 2021, I think it was, might have been 22, when they were urging that all healthcare workers take the jabs, take them, or else, well, you know, if they have to lose their job, that's the price to be paid. You must take the messenger RNA jabs. That was David Bull in 2021, 2024. Oh, he's ever so strong on the issue now, isn't he? So you've got to, we must remember those who in the heat of the moment went 100% full on, get the jabs, force people to take the jabs. And now they're interviewing people like Professor Dalglish, who's making it clear that this technology is completely inappropriate and extremely dangerous. So you can see where the problem lies when it comes to someone like David Bull. You know, it's a bit like, I was in favor of the Nazis and then I switched sides. Well, you shouldn't have been in favor of the Nazis in the first place. And you shouldn't have been in favor of the COVID jabs in the first place. And when you do switch sides, I wonder just how sincere that is. But more to the point, never mind David Bull, back to Professor Dalglish. I mean, he's saying that he sat on the board of a company that specifically focused on mRNA technology. So that's all that they did. And he could see from what was happening that this technology is completely inappropriate. But get this, it's mRNA technology that our government and many world governments around, you know, are banking on. And the British government is funding, as far as I can understand, additional mRNA tech. And of course, as you know, there's the mRNA cancer vaccines, and there will be many other mRNA vaccines as well. Having seen what the COVID mRNA vaccine did, obviously, Professor Dalglish is right. You should ban them all. Like, there's absolutely no role for mRNA vaccines in both humankind and in animal kind as well. No room for these pernicious vaccines. But I would go further than the professor insofar as, yes, we should ban the technology, but then I think we should instigate criminal proceedings against the companies who came up with the jabs in the first place and told us that they were safe and effective. And then once we've prosecuted them, we should look into those people who then promoted them, those in the media, those in high places, because similarly, they've got literally blood on their hands. So, you know, Professor Dalglish is right. The mRNA attack must stop. But at this point in time, it's not stopping. It's going faster and faster and faster. They're building the future of mRNA tech on the bodies of the people who lost their lives on the COVID mRNA attack. And I find that particularly repulsive, but that's the nature of this kind of world in which we live, my friends. So there you go. Banish mRNA tech.